It's time to catch up now with Marie Gooch from Safe Farms. Good morning, Marie.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Marie. And it's been a little while between chats, so we're not going to disappoint. We've got a long list of things to go through. And most importantly, let's start the conversation by saying that it is National Farm Safety Week this week, Marie.
Yes, it is. So across Australia, there's a really concerted effort about raising the awareness of safety on farms and across the ag industry. And FarmSafe Australia are supporting a number of initiatives going forward. And of course, because Safe Farms fits in underneath FarmSafe Australia and is a member of that organisation, we're certainly supporting all that they're doing and also running a number of campaigns ourselves.
Wonderful. So we're going to talk about some of those campaigns happening this week. There's a few around the place that you'll be speaking at. The first one is at the Corrigin Hotel, and that will be taking place tonight.
Yes. A big shout out and thanks to Veronica Crouch, who is the Executive Officer of CFIG, the Corrigin Farm Improvement Group, who contacted me quite a while ago to say, could you come down and speak to CFIG and the members? I will be attending tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Corrigin Hotel. Anybody is welcome. You don't have to be a member of CFIG. It's open to the general public. And if you've got some queries or some niggling doubts, or you're just not sure about how to set up a safety system, we're here to help. And also just be aware for everyone that the new legislation will be coming in January of 22, which includes the industrial manslaughter. So if there's a few curly questions that you want to ask, come on down to the Corrigin Hotel between 6 and 8 p.m.
Yeah, and that's a great thing there as well. Curly questions are welcome. The more, the better, so we can get some straight answers on it and everyone will know where they stand. So really, really great opportunity. Now, that's happening at Corrigin Hotel, and then tomorrow you're going to be doing another one at a different location.
Well, I'm attending the FACI Group Ladies' Day. I actually won't be speaking at that, but I'll be attending. So again, if anyone wants to catch up about all sorts of things to do with safety on farms and in their businesses, it's not just farms, it's the cafe, it's the news agent, it's the service provider. You could be a farm consultant. The same rules apply across all businesses when it comes to work health and safety. So I will be attending the FACI Group Ladies' Day, and yeah, there to chat about all sorts of things if anyone's there and wants to have a chat.
And then off to Yealering after that?
Yes, the Yealering Spray Group. Big shout out to Chris Walton, who contacted me quite a few weeks ago and asked me to come down. So because I was going to the FACI Group, it was a perfect segue to nip over to Yealering in the morning on Thursday. And I'll be speaking with the Yealering Spray Improvement Group. And a number of farmers are coming along to that as well.
All righty. So you're really going around the rounds this week, Marie, because after that one, you're actually going to be heading to the Brookden CRC in the afternoon.
Yes. Well, it's a bit of a loop. So it's always great use of time, resources, and getting the car out. So thought, well, it's not that far from Yealering. Brookden had been asking me for quite some time and their CRC. So thanks to Hazel and her board for inviting me. And so I'll be there speaking and presenting from 2 till 4. We like to do sort of interactive workshops, so it's not just being talked at and presented to. I really like everybody to get a bit of practice and experience and be empowered to implement safety systems in their business. And so that's the way we do things. And back to those curly questions, I'll do my best. If I can't answer them, I actually often go to WorkSafe and ask, and then I'll get it in writing and then share with everybody. So I'll do my best on the curly questions. However, there might be some I might not be able to answer, but I'll get back to everybody about those.
Yeah, no, it's really, really great to have that follow-up. And then it doesn't stop at 4 o'clock there in Brookden. You're on to another event Thursday evening.
Well, the Grower Group Alliance are having their annual session, and it's always a great thing to attend. So I'm going to sneak into the Sundowner that evening, and then the Grower Group Alliance have got their all-day event the next day. So the Grower Groups are really important for Safe Farms because, just naming a few, Leiby Group, West Midlands Group and Corrigin Farm Improvement Group have all been really supportive for Safe Farms to Get the green card for ag safety, which we can talk about in a minute, coming out, and also ensuring that their members are safe. So having those tough conversations, and probably some people might say, I don't really want to know about farm safety because it doesn't apply to me because I don't pay workers and things, but the same rules do apply. So everybody just needs to be aware that work health and safety crosses over everybody in the business, and the most important assets are the people, so we've got to look after them.
That's a really, really good point, actually, because I'm sure a lot of people do fall into that category where they're just working themselves on the farm, or they have family or friends who come and work on the farm with them. And it would be really good for those people to understand also how this all applies. Marie, we're just going to go to a quick break, and then we'll come back to have a chat about the green card, which you just mentioned.